And in each and every province, and in each and every city, wherever the king's commandment and his decree arrived, there was gladness and joy for the Jews, a feast and a holiday. And many among the peoples of the land became Jews, for the dread of the Jews had fallen on them. Esther chapter 8, verses 15 through 17. It was like Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's all rolled into one. It was like Berlin on the 9th of November, 1989. It was like nothing they had ever seen before. They would sing all night and all the next day because the gloom was lifted. The darkness wasn't impenetrable after all. It just seemed so. Do you live in a place of gloom and darkness where laughter does not echo off the walls? Has your life become grim or even borderline tragic? While others go home to the love and warmth of a family, do you go home alone to the awful memory of broken relationships, remorse, and guilt? Perhaps your last sounds of the day are the clanging of a cell door and some guard yelling, "Lights out." Do you look with longing at a scene like this one in Esther? As I wrote at the beginning of this chapter, Esther's story is no irrelevant slice of history tucked away in the folds of an ancient scroll. These principles are still at work today. This is life, as relevant today as when it was first recorded. This is written to people who face intimidating, stubborn souls. Perhaps they live with them, are married to them, or have grown children like that. This is written to people whose lives have been scarred by documents and lawsuits, bad reports, or rumors. This is written to people whose lives are lived within the thick stone walls of depression and doom. And this chapter announces in bold letters, there is hope. Walls that fall on any day. Walls fall every day, but we cannot predict when yours will be falling. There is a Christian college in the Midwest where there was once a large, lovely tree that was a central part of the landscape. It was one of the places students chose to meet and talk. For decades, this giant oak brought beauty to the campus and shade to thousands of students. Then one day, a loud crack echoed across the campus as this leafy monument of memories plunged to the ground. When they examined it, they noticed that disease had been growing within this massive tree to the point where all that was left was the outer trunk. Inside was nothing more than an empty shell. So when the harsh wind blew that day, the hollow tree fell. And so it is in our lives. Remember the man I mentioned earlier who years ago made my life such a misery? Well, this man had a change of heart. He moved to another, much smaller town. He and his family wanted to find a church. In fact, he wanted to start a church. One problem, he couldn't find anyone to preach, so he decided to start with several sets of tapes. And guess whose tapes he decided to use? Mine. I would never have guessed that that would happen had I lived 1,000 years. But the mighty hand of God changed him. He who had been so tough and stubborn was softened by the Lord through several painful blows, or so I was told, and finally brought to a state of need and dependence. He turned back to the very things he had earlier resisted. God is in the business of breaking down walls. The wall may be your own stubborn will. You may be one of those individuals who has determined, this is the way I will go. I will get there regardless. No one will stand in my way. When I was a student at seminary back in the fall of 1959, I heard a speaker conclude his message with a statement that has stayed with me all these years. He said, "When God wants to do an impossible task, he takes an impossible person and crushes him." A.W. Tozer says much the same thing in one of his works. It's doubtful whether God can bless a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply. I've quoted that and received mail from people who have said, "You make God appear awfully cruel." It's not cruelty, it's sovereignty. Your stubborn will does not intimidate him. painful though it will be for you, he will bring you to your knees. Some of you are children of God, but the way you live your life, very few can tell it because you are so stubborn. You will not give in. But I say to you, you are no match for God. He will break you. He will bend you. He may even have to crush you because he wants your heart. The wall may be a damaging document. Such walls fall every day. It's amazing how the truth emerges. That which appeared so permanently suddenly gives way in the light of truth. The problem is, in the waiting period, it is dreadful for the person hanging in the balance. Take hope, take heart. This will pass. The truth will become known. Every day, walls of depression and gloom are penetrated by the wonderful presence of the living God.